Hospitals that treat large numbers of undocumented immigrants who cannot pay for their care lose millions of dollars every year. That's especially true of hospitals in states with large immigrant populations, like New York and Florida, and border states like Texas, Arizona, and California. The federal government is planning to help those hospitals by providing $1 billion over the next 4 years. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
The federal money is intended to help hospitals like Scripps Health System in San Diego. Scripps says it provides about $35 million worth of charity care every year. Hospital official Michael Barden.
We incur a disproportionate amount of cost caring for undocumented immigrants, many of whom are injured or become incapacitated or ill in some way in crossing the border.
Jan Emerson works with the California Healthcare Association. She says this federal money is highly symbolic. It's the first time the federal government has acknowledged its role in the issue.
The federal government has responsibility for Border Patrol issues. So when people do get across the border illegally, that is a responsibility of the federal government.
California is set to receive about $72 million over the next 4 years. That's a help, says Emerson, but charity care for undocumented immigrants costs the state about $500 million a year, she says. Those estimates are part of another problem. Hospitals don't collect data on who's documented and who isn't, and the federal government wants to be sure its money is going where intended. So they want hospitals to ask whether patients are U.S. citizens or not. Scripps official Barden says there are more subtle ways to get a pretty good idea of how many undocumented immigrants a hospital treats.
We ask for all patients a Social Security number, whether they have insurance. We ask for all patients whether they have a verifiable residence. So the same procedures we would use for everybody, if the answers to those are such that they don't have those things, then it's reasonable to assume that this individual is most likely undocumented.
Dr. Brian Johnston is an emergency physician in Los Angeles. He says asking patients about their citizenship could backfire.
And the reason is, if you require hospitals or practitioners to inquire about immigration status, whether the government says they will prosecute somebody or not, I think has a chilling effect. I think people will not show up if that is they put themselves at risk.
And if people fear deportation more than they fear delaying needed medical care, then Johnston says the hospitals will ultimately pay the price.
Instead of treating high blood pressure, we'll be treating strokes. Instead of treating diabetes, we'll be treating renal failure. And in addition to that, with contagious diseases such as tuberculosis and other diseases, those can be transmitted from one individual to another. And if people do not seek medical care timely, they can spread the disease.
Johnston also worries that confronting patients about their legal status could set a bad precedent.
We don't use emergency department visits to check if people have paid their taxes or made their child support or have car insurance. People come in because they have a medical problem, and we deal with the medical problem. And we don't use the health care system or the doctor-patient relationship as a venue for checking on other social obligations.
Federal officials say nothing is final. They're only considering having hospitals confront patients about citizenship in order to get the extra funding. A final decision is expected in September. After that, hospitals can expect to actually receive the funding within a year. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.